Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where would we be without Amazon? Well, I think a lot of Main Street retailers might be happier and more vibrant. Amazon has changed the way many of us shop. And on Tuesday, a new book is coming out going behind the scenes. It's called Bezonomics. Named after Jeff Bezos, Bezonomics, how Amazon is changing our lives and what the world's best companies are learning from it. Very happy to have award-winning Fortune magazine writer Brian Dumain joining me this morning. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing okay. Thank you. I was ordering from Amazon back when it was just books, back in like 96, and I had a hunch that this was going to be an important company. I could not predict how things would explode and how Amazon would, you know, be taking over retail. Is Amazon, in your estimation, a benevolent monopoly?
Paul, that's a great question that I was asked a lot when I was researching my book, Bezonomics. And to a great extent, it depends on where you stand. If you're a customer, they're a benevolent monopoly. I mean, they get you, at least before the pandemic, your packages within a day or two. They have low prices. Bezos built Amazon based on pleasing his customers. Everything the company does is aimed at giving customers faster delivery, lower prices, and an amazing choice of products. Now, if you stand elsewhere, if you're a competitor, Amazon is not that benign. They're incredibly competitive. They have sharp elbows. They're super smart. They're more highly automated than any other company in the country. And competing against that is very, very difficult. A lot of small businesses have been hurt by Amazon and just can't compete with their pricing, with their speed of delivery, with their scale. So the answer to your question, you know, it really depends on what part of the economy you're in and whether you're a consumer or whether you're a competitor.
What was the secret to Jeff Bezos, in essence, taking over the world with Amazon? I mean, why did he succeed? Others who had similar storefronts, virtual online storefronts, did not. What did he get right that many people missed, Brian?
Well, in my book, I talk about something called the flywheel, which is a management tool that Bezos applied to Amazon, and he still does to this day. And it's a virtual cycle. It starts with the customer, and the idea is you give the customer better prices, better service. You're going to attract more what are called third-party sellers, these entrepreneurs that sell on the site. And that's going to give you an economy of scale, which reduces your prices, which attracts more customers, which attracts more sellers. And this flywheel keeps turning and turning and turning. And more recently, what Bezos has done is he's applied artificial intelligence to that flywheel. So his company, in a sense, gets smarter on its own. It's making more and more decisions about which products to order, where to stock them, in which warehouse, in what part of the country or what part of the world. And all those decisions that used to be made by humans are being made by algorithms. And that's very hard to compete with if you're a traditional retailer.
Wow. You know, I have mixed feelings. My daughter-in-law works for Amazon. She's out in Seattle and obviously working from home like many Amazonians right now. And so I get one perspective from her, and they've treated her well. I know, you know, some of the workers, concerns about COVID-19, infection. I realize that Amazon is facing challenges other tech companies are facing, including more calls to break up these big tech companies. Do you think there's a chance that that could actually happen, Brian?
Well, if it did happen, that's a great question, Paul. If it did happen, it would be based on politics as opposed to the antitrust laws. Currently in the United States, a company gets broken up if it's engaging in anti-competitive practices, which usually means raising prices for customers. Well, Amazon does the opposite of that. They lower prices for customers. So under current antitrust laws, there's very little basis to break them up. Now, if politicians think that Amazon is getting too powerful, that not enough other companies can compete against them, sure, they could break them up. I don't think it's likely in the short term, but who knows what's going to happen politically after the next election. So, you know, I'm not going to make a prediction on that one. All bets are off.
The president, obviously not a fan of Jeff Bezos, and he keeps, you know, holding up funding for the Postal Service until the USPS increases their rates for Amazon packages that are flowing through the Postal Service. So it has become acrimonious, and we'll see what happens. But one question I have, and again, your statistics are fascinating. Amazon has been consuming about 2% of all U.S. household income. And you also write, while 51% of American households attend church, 62% of Americans have Prime memberships. Is there anything partisan about having a Prime membership? I mean, do as many Republicans as Democrats extol the virtues of Amazon?
That was the interesting thing I found in researching the book, Paul. There really isn't. The Republicans love Amazon as much as the Democrats. It's really nonpartisan. And if you look at the millennials, if you take a generational slice of it, it's even more extreme. I think I cited a survey in my book which said 70% of millennials would rather give up drinking than give up their Prime accounts.
Wow. Okay, that puts things into perspective. You know, I'm reminded a lot of Elon Musk from Tesla and SpaceX, and everything he's doing with Tesla is sort of the means to an end, and that is ostensibly to get to Mars. I mean, that has been his childhood goal. Does Jeff Bezos have a similar higher purpose in mind, and Amazon for him is just a stepping stone to something bigger?
Absolutely. It's remarkable how similar the visions are to these two great entrepreneurs. Both Musk and Bezos believe that the Earth really can't produce enough resources to meet the population growth in the future. So the answer is to explore and eventually colonize space. Bezos has this vision of making Earth sort of a residential and light industrial zone and taking all the heavy manufacturing and moving it to outer space. Now, he's a man with a long-term vision. He doesn't believe, obviously, this is going to happen overnight. I mean, if he did, everybody would think he's crazy. But what he's trying to do is, with his rocket company called Blue Origin, is make space travel cheap enough to enable future generations of entrepreneurs to build the kind of, you know, moon manufacturing or Mars manufacturing businesses that we'll need to survive as the human race. I mean, this is a grand vision, to say the least, but Bezos believes it in the depths of his heart, and he sells $1 billion of his Amazon stock every year to put into Blue Origin to achieve this, and he's made a lot of progress. He's had many successful rocket launches, and he's got government contracts. So we'll see if he succeeds, but it's pretty impressive that he's even trying.
Absolutely. Well, I have pre-ordered your book on Amazon, of all places, and the title of your book is Bezonomics, How Amazon is Changing Our Lives and What the World's Best Companies are Learning from It. And this is available as of Tuesday, right?
That's correct. That's our pub date. And if you go to my website, Bezonomics.com, there are a few other places you can order it besides Amazon, if you prefer, mm-hmm. including a website for independent bookstores who are really hurting during this pandemic. So lots of choices there.
That's a great idea. And really appreciate you spending part of your Sunday morning with us. Brian Dumain, award-winning Fortune magazine writer. By the way, I love Fortune. I always get great information out of Fortune. So keep that going as well. And thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the book, Brian.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
You bet.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.